Pesachim, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Holding by the Perek of Arvei Pesachim, which goes through, this is maybe one of the most familiar prokim in Shas, where Chazal delineate the different parts of Leil Seder. We learn this Perek, there's feelings of Kedusha that goes through every Yiddish Haaretz, learning up the Surah of the most holy night of the year, the night of Leil Seder. Arvei Pesachim Samach Lemincha, Erev Pesach, close to Mincha. What does close to Mincha mean? So the Mefarshim explain comes from the Gemara that what we're talking about over here, Samach LeMincha, there's really two Minchas. Mincha we could call the time that you could daven Mincha, which is the time where is the earliest possible time to be makriv the Korban Tum and Shobein Arbaim, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. 6.5 hours into the day. We learned this in Perek Tum and Nishchat. Lemaisa, the Mefarshim point out that when, on a regular day, was the Hakrovas Evorim, the Haktoras Evorim of the Korban Mincha, B'derech Klal, it was Be'emtza Shor HaSiris, because until 2.5 hours after Chatzos, 7.5 hours, that was the general time on a regular day that they were makriv the Korban Mincha. 5.5 hours is the earliest, and it was only on Erev Pesach Shechalia, is Be'erev Shabbos, where they had to make all the hachonas for the Achilles Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, they pushed it up 2 hours. But Bederech Klal is 7.5 hours. Sorry, 8.5 hours. 2 hours after the time, the earliest time, 6.5 hours, 8.5 hours. The Haktorah was by 9.5 hours, Be'emtza Shor HaSiris. Samach LeMincha is a half an hour. Samach always means less than an hour. So it means a half an hour before that Zman of Teisha V'chetzi. So it's by 9 hours, the beginning of Shor HaSiris. And from this we have a new halacha that's when a person shouldn't be kaveh suda on Erev Shabbos in order that he should eat the suda Shabbos b'teyovoy, because that's the halacha over here. In order to be the mekayim, the mitzvah matzah b'teyovoy, we shouldn't eat. The lashon of the Mishnah is l'yoychal. What shouldn't he eat? According to some Rishonim, you look at the Rav, as I stated in Rambam also. What we're talking over here about is, can't be talking about chametz, because we're talking about Erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's the chametz, it's the deraisa. We're not talking about matzah, because on matzah, Chazal already will kaveah, that there's an iser to eat b'loshon Chazal, kol ha'ichol matzah b'Erev Pesach, kilu boil ha'rusos b'ez chomov, mysterious maim ha'chazal, o ba'zoi shteit. There's an iser to eat matzah before the Seder, after all the prerequisite hachonas of the koisos with Haggadah and so on. So what are we talking about? We're talking over here about a large amount of peiros and yirokas that would fill a person up. Now, peiros and yirokas bets were not maybe l'dei soiva. When we say benching, v'chalto v'savote b'rachto, the teres mechai benching, a person could eat as many peiros as he wants, not mechiv b'chis ha-mozon. Only lechem, l'chara, only mezoinos, mozon is mazbiya. So because of that, Tosfos understands that we're not talking over here about even a large amount of peiros yirokos. We're talking about matzah. I matzahs anyways also. So we're talking here about matzah ashero. Matzah ashero, which is matzah that's made with fruit juice or something else. It's not just made with lechem or mayim. Not just made with kemach or mayim. It's, you're not yoitzu with it, the mitzvah of lechem oini. You can't use it by the Seder. So you should be able, doesn't have that iser of eating Erev Pesach matzah. You're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach that which you're going to eat as part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. But something that you're not yet to the mitzvah with, you could eat it on Erev Pesach. So we're talking about a matzah asher. And that's in that you'd be allowed to eat. Except that you're not allowed to eat Mishor HaSiris Ve'elech. Again, as there's Shteit Taisus, according to the Rambam L'chor, that means that the din of the iser of eating on Erev Pesach is koil matzah asher. This is a famous shaila that comes up in the context of Erev Pesach shechaliyah is b'shabbos. Can you be yotze shalosh shudas with matzah asher? If you hold that there's an iser on Erev Pesach, then about the not. If you hold the iser on Erev Pesach is only on proper matzah that you're going to be yotze the mitzvah with, so then maybe matzah asher, yeah. The Mefarshim point out the Diyak HaMishnah is Lo Yechal Odom Ad Shetechshach. Well, when did you think? Until a half an hour before. So the Tosfos explains over here in the beginning of Perek Aviv Pesachim that we're coming lafuke, l'chayyud would be a mokum to say, a half an hour before Shkia, same way on Shabbos, you're allowed to be Mekabel Shabbos early, you could start the Suda right away, you're allowed to make early Shabbos. So l'chayyud is a mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Tov as well, and you could add on to Pesach, on to Kedushas HaMoyadim, and you could start the Seder half an hour before. Tosfos says that the mitzvahs halayla have to be in the sky by night. The pasuk says, "Va'ochlu sabosa b'laylo hazeh." By matzah, also the pasuk says, "Be'erev teich l'matzis." That goshes it has to be at night. Kiddush also, the din derabon of dal koisus has to be dafka by night. Tosfos says, matzah, mora, etc. Everything, all the mitzvahs halayla have to be by night. So Tosefis onto Yom Tov would help as far as kedusha samayadim. You know, I do malacha, but not to be mekayim mitzayoy. So mel the loyoy chalodim over here is until strictly ad shetechshak. Says the Mishnah, v'afilo oni should be Yisrael loyoy chal ad sheyosev. The prerequisite for the mitzvah halayla is that it has to be done b'derech b'nei chayrim. We know that the reason why we lean over the mitzvah of hesebo is derech chayrus. And that's even if somebody doesn't have pillows and he doesn't have the couch that they used to lean on. So he should lean on a bench, he'll lean on a chair. He should show himself. Loshen is chayv adam lirois atzmoy. The Ram says chayv adam laharois atzmoy. Kilohu yotzim mitzvayim. So really has to be noyik ol minhoge chayrus. Which mitzvahs have to be in the skyim? Be'asebo. Certainly the yoichal over here includes hein achilas matzah and the dalet koisis. Those are liikuvah. Shalom with koisis. Because maybe our minig is, we don't eat, even B'nai Chayim today, don't eat Derech HaSevis, as a Makhlech, to Shayim, as a Ravyo, that maybe HaSevis is not Ma'akim B'zman HaZeh, so it could be by the second Kois, where you can't just stop drink, you can't be Moisev Ala Koisis, over there you don't go back to drink, but Be'etzem, the din of HaSevis, Hein L'Gabi Matzah, and Hein L'Gabi Yayin, is Ma'akim, it's a T'nai in the Mitzvah Sachidah Shemalailo. The Rambam famously adds, that even by Shulchan Aruch, which is not the mitzvah salaylo, kol ha-meisiv, the more one shows himself and acts in a way of derech cheres, kili yotz mitzayim, harezim mishubach. Piskarov brings a raya from there, that the din hesebo is not a din in achilas matzah, it's not a din in in shtiyas dal koisis, the din hesebo is a din kloli in the tzuras halaylo. V'lo yivchas uloy mi'aba koish shoyayin. Every single person has to be provided for. Afilu mena tamchui. Tamchui was people who literally didn't have what to eat. They were provided for by a plate. Normally you provide minimal needs. But over here, you have to provide kederech b'nei chayim with biyad rechova. Lo yivchasu lo mi'aba koisus shoyayin, even for aniyim. The arba koisus, the mafarshim make a quick chazor over here, that the arba koisus are keneged the dalid l'shoyin shel geula v'tzeisi. Vitzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. The Voitzesi is Kiddush, where we go out of Mitzrayim, Ashabokha, Bon Mikolom, V'remimon, V'koloshon. Then the Vihitzalti is all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The second Kois is the Kois that we drink after we finish Magid, after we finish the Sibi Yitzias Mitzrayim. The third Kois of V'goalti is after we eat the Matzah and the Moror, the Koirach, and the Afikoyim, which is connected to Korban Pesach, that's the Vihitzalti. I'm sorry, that's the Vigoalti. Vilokachti, that's the fourth Kois. The Vilokachti is the Klal Yisrael being Dovek in the Rabban Shalom. That's the fourth Kois that we say, Al Hahal. Mishneh Beis, Mozgulo is Kois Rishon. This is the beginning of the Seder. And that's why you have in the Haggadah that says by us, Mozgulo, even though we don't really have Mezigah, our wine, is not that strong, but you find all over Chazal, Mozgulay Kois Rishon. Mezikas HaKois, that was the Hachana for the Kois. They had Shamosim that would fill it up for them. That's the meaning by us, is that as a derech of Avdus with Cherus, we have Avodim serving us, not really Avodim, but we don't do ourselves. So well, the meaning is, old Yiddish meaning is that everybody doesn't fill up their own Kois, somebody fills up for the next person. Same way the minig is to bring to the table to wash. Others have the minig, the head of the Seder washes by the table. Again, derech b'nei melochim, derech cherus. Mozgulo kois rishon. Be'shamayim, we're talking about Kiddush, like we said. Mevorech alayoyim.
He makes the bracha l'ashabacha one mikolam v'remim one mikoloshe. V'achakach mivorech al hayayin, then he makes bar priya gofen. We don't make kiddush that way, right? We always make kiddush the other way. Beis Hillel loimrim, mivorech al hayayin, v'achakach mivorech al hayoyin. This is the way we do it. We make bar priya gofen, and then we say the bracha l'ashabacha banu. The reason for Beis Shammai is because if you think about it, the ikur the kiddush is the birchas hayoyin. The only reason why you mechuyiv to make the bracha al hayayin and to make the birchas hayayin is only because of the yoyim. So make the yoyim first. Alternatively, you could say the mefarshim say that the yoyim comes before the chiyuv suda. Chiyuv suda starts only after the yoyim. The first thing is that the yoyim then becomes yomtiv. Beis Hillel holds no mevarach al hayayin because you kever the kiddush with the birchas hayayin, and then you say the bracha. Gemara says that the reason for Beis Hillel is that the Yayin is Goyim the Kiddush, because even though it's Yom Tov, but there's no Din Kiddush without Yayin. Just to point out one horror, the Mefarshim ask a Kasha, L'chara, the Chiyuv of Kiddush, certainly by Shabbos. This halacha, by the way, is not specific to the Seder. It's a halacha in all Birchas HaYayin and Birchas HaKiddush. It happens to me there's a lot of, in the first few sugyas over here, there's a lot of halachas that negate to all Kiddushim and all sudas. A lot of the halachas of Kiddush, B'mokim Suda, etc., are found in these sugyas over here in the beginning of Aveh Pesachim. So Mefarshim ask a kasha, L'chor Kiddush on Shabbos is certainly Midaraisa, Zochreyu. Doesn't have to be Alayayin Midaraisa. According to Roiv Rishonim, Birchas Kiddush, Alayayin is Derabonon. The Etzem Chayves Kiddush, if that's why a person could be Yotze Vayichulu by the Friday night davening. If that's the case, how could you say that the Yayin is Goyim the Chayves HaKiddush? The Chayves HaKiddush exists without it. You have to say on a Drabonon level, this is the Tzura of Kiddush, and the middle of the Yayin creates the Kiddush being able to be done in the proper way. That's the way you'll have to learn.